This portion of the show is brought to you by Miss Kitty Steakhouse in Williams.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, the Biden alcohol czar, I didn't even know we had such a thing, says the U.S. may follow Canada and limit the nation. I'm not quite sure how they can do this, but limit the nation to two beers. Not like per night or anything, but two beers per week, according to these control freak people. Angela's here with me.
Yeah, didn't they learn their lesson with the Bud Light thing? Like, yeah. Don't mess with people's beer.
No, this could be the trigger point for the next American Revolution.
I know,
here.
Right? Do not mess with the beer.
Didn't they learn their lesson with the natural gas thing? Remember that whole debacle that happened where they wanted to get rid of people's natural gas ovens and you know, cooktops
stoves,
and all that, the stoves. Yeah, it's like, come on, stop messing with people. And go back even a little further to the COVID hysterics. I think a lot of people, and especially the moms of this country, got really, really mad when they learned during the lockdowns and the whole homeschooling thing, not homeschooling, virtual school, computer schooling, that's what they were learning. And then all of a sudden, moms start showing up at these meetings, although most of the time it's moms at these school board meetings anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been involved with PTO.
Not as much on the board meetings, but the PTO side.
Yeah, but it's been, but more and more moms got like activated with that. So yeah, you take away people's beer and say, okay, you should maybe have 2 weeks. They could never do that. This would probably be from the alcohol czar or the Surgeon General or something. It'd be like, okay, it's not healthy. You should only have two beers per week. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, just butt out of people's business. They couldn't enforce that, but they can get their weight behind it and be like nanny state freaks.
Yeah, like you can only purchase so much at a time or something.
No, I don't even think they could do that. Like constitutionally, I don't think.
A store could. You've seen it.
I guess anything's possible.
Like, remember during toilet paper craze? Like, you can't buy more than two packs of toilet paper.
Yeah, I guess a supply chain. But they never ran out of alcohol. Alcohol is, like, recession-proof generally. I mean, even if you come and put in a constitutional amendment. Okay, we had prohibition, obviously. Is this prohibition 2.0? You know, that they want to go down. You know, prohibition, though, people could get alcohol all over the place.
Right.
So no matter what happens, people find a way to get their alcohol. But no, I think this would really tweak a lot of people. They'd be like,
oh, yeah.
No, you know, mind your own business. Now, to be fair, you know, you have a story. You went into
share this one? Speaking of beer.
Yeah. Let me preface this with we're not big drinkers. Everybody says that, right? We're not big drinkers, right? At the end of the day, maybe right before dinner, we'll get ready to take the dog on a walk or whatever. We usually have one beer each.
Right.
So we'll crack, and we usually have a good variety that we like to have, right?
Usually, but there's plenty of nights that one or the both of us don't.
Yeah, we skip.
It's rare to have more than one.
Wow, it is super rare
that,
for us.
That's really like at a party or a wedding or something, we might have more than one.
Yeah, if there's the free open bar, it's like, that's hard to resist. Or you go to one of these events and they give you two tickets.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, can I sell these tickets or just, I just got to drink, even if I don't want it. No, but we're pretty light drinkers and, you do what you want to do. I'm not trying to be, I'm just telling you,
even
telling
for
you what
us,
I do.
Like, we don't one drink eat, that much, but want two a week.
Yeah, I mean, two a week, I'd be like, oh man, it's taking away our... The Democrats used to be like the cool party, you know, like the partiers and the we're doing this. And now it's like they ain't even cool. Like, they're old.
Yeah.
Bunch of old people that now want to tell you.
They used to be the ones that are like, you know.
Oh, do whatever. Rock and roll. The hippies can't. Oh, we're going to make marijuana legal. And now they've gone from that to, you should just have two beers per week now going forward. No, you can't make this stuff up. Now, they're probably getting so much blowback that this is one of those disappearing ones once again. Granted, there is an alcohol problem in this country.
Yeah.
There's a drug problem, legal and illegal, in this country. We have huge problems when it comes to substance. Now, we like to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Because if you've learned anything, there's a couple things here. You learned anything when it comes to supply chains and all the craziness we went through. You never know when there's going to be shortages. You just never know. Mm-hmm. Plus, if the zombie apocalypse comes, it's good to have a little extra beer around because you could just get through it or trade that thing.
Well,
you know?
And I have a funny story with this person I used to work with, and she was in, like, I don't know, older lady. She had grown kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And she went to her doctor, and the doctor kind of advised her to cut back on the coffee.
Oh.
I mean, maybe she was one of these that drank the whole pot, like your mom, you know, drinks the entire pot every day.
It's and like a Gatorade so
she
size.
Was, the doctor was like, you should have one cup of coffee a day, and that's it.
Mm.
So then what she did to get around this one cup maximum, she went and bought one of those like gigantic kind of novelty coffee cups. She was like, hey, it's only one cup. So if you're allowed one or two beers a week, you'll just get the Mickey's or the big ones,
the Munich,
you know?
You know,
those
we went
big,
to
huge
we went to the
Steins.
Was it the Hofbrauhaus or something like that in Munich?
Yeah,
and
it was like a gallon.
Well,
of
yeah,
beer
yeah, it was
this. Thing.
It was like, you know, the ones you get the 96-ounce refill thing at like Circle K or something of whatever.
Well, it's only still one.
Yeah, so we go there. And I've told you this story before. Me and my sister, my oldest sister was there. Yeah. We're like, let's each order one
we
of
had
these.
Just, that was our first.
Oh
night
my!
There.
Talk about. Okay, now, let me back
up.
Well,
we were just, like, so relieved to be there, and we
give me a beer.
All day, and we're like, man, we need a beer.
Bring me a tall one.
Yeah,
and when you say a tall
ones.
One, it's like a half a keg.
Yeah.
So I'll go back to saying, yeah, one beer, you know, we'll crack open one beer, you know, usually at the end of a day.
One 12-ounce.
But that's, 12
that's
ounce.
What we mean.
If you're in Germany, Germans have perfected the art of drinking, for sure.
Yeah.
You're going to have that, and I was down to the bottom, and it was like an hour later or something. It's like, well, warm by that point. It's like a whole 12-ounce beer in there, probably two, and I'm like, I'm just dying. I'm like,
we barely walked back to our
hotel. I had to keep up with my sister, right? Which,
So,
okay, anyway, she goes to Walmart.
The story you're talking about is today, well, I was informed last night that we have no beer, I think one left in the
beer.
It's
just like a Coors Light, which I'm just like, oh.
No, it wasn't even that. It's something else. Ugh. Anyway, there's one left in the fridge, and I'm like, okay, I got to go get more. So rather than buying it every week or whatever, I'll go buy like, you know, a big pack, a couple of 24 packs, and then we'll have it for the next month. And so I bought three different kinds of beer because we liked variety, you know, like so I drink the light a lot just because it's calories and it doesn't make me full. And then, you know, Jeff, like, and just if we have someone
I
over,
like
it's
something
nice
with,
to have variety.
I like something with flavor.
Yeah.
You know, the Coors Light and, well, we don't drink Bud Light.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Okay. Anyway, I went to go buy it and I have to get, you know, you get carded to buy it, right? So I scanned all three.
Even if you're like Biden and you're 135 years old, you still get carded.
So I scanned all three of them and I asked the person there, can you, you know, get bypass the age thing? And he's like, what, do you got a party? What, are you having a party? And I was like, no, just...
You got a problem?
Just stocking up, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what do you have? Are you... For, like, your guests or what, you know? And
nope.
I said,
zombie apocalypse.
No, just me and my husband. And, I mean, occasionally we'll have someone over. And
this guy's, like, giving you a card and stuff.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then he's like, well, I've never seen anyone buy three different kinds before. And
really?
He's like, well, maybe he didn't mean it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, literally.
I mean, I see people toting around a cart in there, and there's
well,
like
says
18,
usually
18
someone,
packs.
If someone buys three, they'll buy
the
like
kind.
The same kind.
No, I like different kinds, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
So anyway, it was just so funny. He was kind of flabbergasted why I would buy so much. And I was like, no, I'm just, you know, we like a little bit of variety.
And none of your business anyway. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean,
You should have told him, well, didn't you hear that the alcohol czar says he might limit you to two? Talk
just
about creating a run. Like, they created a run on toilet paper during COVID, remember, with all their antics. Now they're going to create a run on beer. There's probably people running right now. They just stopped listening to the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to get there before it's gone.
Anyway, it was just so funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
I've never been questioned like that. And he wasn't being like, you know, invasive or anything. It was generally just like a conversational piece. I think that he was surprised. I don't know. Maybe I'm a woman or something buying beers. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And it sounds like you've had a couple beers, but that's not that. You've had a cold or some...
I know. It's either
cold
allergies.
Or allergies or something for a few days. So just to assure all of you out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Here's the thing.
So either something is in the air or I have a cold that won't go away for the last 4 days.
It's probably COVID. Mask up. I should have required you to wear a mask in here. Like, I see more hospitals are going that route now. So yeah, they'll create more craziness. Okay. So here's the deal. And I was thinking about this over the weekend. Actually, I went out to the Flagstaff Airport. This is a rare weekend when I was actually in Flagstaff. Owen and I went out there and we met up with Bruce Sidlinger. He has a hangar out there, and we went in, and they had the Thunder over Flagstaff or something, the fly-in. It's like a fly-in.
Yeah, the air.
We had heard, maybe I talked about this on the show the end of last week. We might have even been doing the show. We heard just sudden, and Owen comes running out, and he's like, they came up fast. It's two F-35s.
Yeah.
F-35, you know, our most advanced jet out there. Whopping $300 or $400 million per jet, it should be, right? So anyway, we figured they were there. So we were out there, and we saw the two F-35s. One, the pilot, by the way, was from Flagstaff.
He was
up from Luke, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he actually is a Flagstaff guy, so I thought that was pretty cool. I was talking to him for a while, and it was great to see all that, and great to see the planes. But anyway, Bruce and I went to lunch, and Owen and I said, I got to do more to. You know, I want to make sure that we're offering solutions on this show as much as, you know, we talked about it this weekend, solutions on the show.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so much wrong, but there's so much optimism if we get past all this insanity, which hopefully we will, right? I think it's like, what can we do to make the world, or at least your individual lives better? I don't think we can make the world better until we start making our communities better and, you know, and this and that. So Bruce and I were talking about that quite a bit. And I think a big thing is, you know, mind your own business, especially the government, you know, getting into this really nitty gritty stuff of, you know, advising us on everything. You should be doing two beers a week. Come on. I mean, it used to be, they said, oh, one alcohol drink is good enough. This goes right in line with these institutions that are always telling us stuff, and then they backtrack and they change it all the time. Eggs are good. Remember that, and eggs are bad. It's a constant.
Yeah,
climate change is destroying the world. Don't turn on your lights. You know, don't drive your car. This and that. I want to get back. And that's my advice to those of you. There may be some of you listening who are in government, who are in the bureaucracy, and it's just like, how can you make a difference to every day? Mention to your bosses maybe and say, and you as constituents with your supposed local representatives, say, you know what, just maybe mind your business a little bit.
Yeah.
Do we get just back?
Stay out of our personal
because
lives.
This to me is a perfect example. I don't want you to go drinking a 6-pack a night. I don't think that's particularly healthy, or 12 beers a day or something like that. You know, but I'm not here to sit and hover over everybody. Look, you drink 12 beers, you get into a car, then we got another discussion here,
right?
And we got law enforcement and laws for that. But I hate this kind of stuff. This is just like them trying to be involved in every aspect of your life. And it's really, it's getting old, and it should be for everybody out there. You eventually left your house and you left your parents. Are you happy with how the government's treating you?
Yeah, I know.
No matter where you're at.
Yeah, we don't need a parent hovering all the time. And that's what it feels like a lot of time when they do that stuff. Like, you shouldn't have that much sugar and you shouldn't have that many beers.
Shut up already. I'm tired of hearing about it, you know?
Yeah.
We don't need it in our lives every day. So that's my advice to people is, no matter where you're at, just whisper in these people's ears all day. You know, back off a little bit. Enough is enough. Leave us alone. If they hear, they will change. If they hear it enough, they must not be hearing it enough. You know, there must not be a chorus of people saying, oh, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that's what we need to do more. And if there's a lot of people that work for government, you should be in there every day saying, yeah, that's too much. Let's back off a little bit. I don't know. That's just my hope. We'll see. We'll see how all that goes. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I haven't even shot that out yet. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those comments in. All right, Gutter Helmets, great sponsor here on the program. And I'm so happy that Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, has offered this great special for all of you out there. Just for my listeners, you get, normally it's like 30% off, right? But he said, hey, let's make it 35% off if you mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you call or text. Number one gutter protection system out there. Multi-patented reverse curve, deflects all the pine needles. This is an awesome system. Lifetime warranty, transferable. So that's really cool as well. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, right now. He'll get you a quote on this thing. Mention a Jeff Horvitz Show. You got to do that to get this massive discount. 928-318-6555. That's Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555. Or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. Okay, so speaking of budding in our business, nonstop budding in our business, and Angela's here with me, and if you want to butt in my business, you can send an email, talk with Jeff. I put myself out there, right? Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Biden plans to ask Congress for funding to develop new COVID vaccine. All right, enough already. Do we really need, that's the first part of this, right? Do we really need the taxpayer subsidizing big pharma that raked in billions and billions of dollars during the COVID antics still?
On a questionable product.
Yes. Yes.
Most importantly, a questionable product.
Fine. But if we are going to live in a capitalist society, if there is a need and or a demand, in this case, I bet you half the country will go out and get this vaccine no matter what. Surely the big pharma companies can fund their own dang COVID vaccine research, and they've already got it developed. Mm-hmm. On the backs of the taxpayers, I might add.
Right.
And they've reaped billions and billions of dollars. We don't need to fund this.
I didn't know.
We don't need to fund this.
I wish we weren't in the first place.
We did in the first place. It was under Trump. Operation Warp Speed.
He still won't admit that he did anything wrong. He won't admit any wrong decisions.
I wish he would admit some wrong decisions. I wish all politicians would admit wrong decisions. I can admit wrong. I'm not a politician, but, you know, I try to come on the show and say, hey, oops. You know, just say you
screwed
up.
Everyone's wrong from time to time.
So the second part of this is may require shot for all. That's the headline. What?
In this house.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, it's gone to the Supreme Court. He can't do a vaccine mandate. That was brought up the you know, through the courts during the last time when he wanted this all to happen. Right. So he could for federal workers, though. They did this. You know, on the federal workers,
the worst
they could
part
force
about
that.
That was that he did that mandate after the CDC admitted that it won't stop transmission. It may not even stop you from getting COVID. And it's like the CDC admitted that, you know, just because you have a vaccine doesn't mean that you're not going to get it or transfer it.
Yeah. So enough already. That's another one where we've all got to stand up and say, you know what? I will decide personally. And if you want to take the vaccine, that's your personal decision. You need to do the research at this point. There's a gob of it out there finally.
I think a lot more people will be skeptical though on the second time around because either they had COVID and they're like, I beat it already. I'm good. I might not get it again. So I don't need a vaccine. Or they'll say, well, I'll take my chances because this vaccine is, I'm not too sure.
I got the vaccine last time and I still got it.
And
COVID.
I still got it.
Yeah. I'm good. But a lot of people run and do it. So, this all goes in line with what we were talking about last week, which was the push for masking. And I said, for the love of God, please stop. I saw a guy out in the corner outside, you know, while I was driving today with a mask. I mean,
I know.
I just, my heart just, it sinks every time when I see that because I'm just like, this is so unnecessary. This is all fear.
And it didn't work the first time. I mean, how many people out there were like, I did everything right and I wore my mask all the time and I still got it. Yeah, I don't understand what I did wrong. It didn't work the first time.
The thing they did
wrong.
Why
would they continue doing it?
The thing they did wrong was they listened to the government. They listen to the so-called experts. Yeah. That's the first thing. Look, question everything these people are putting out there.
Yeah.
Until someday we get this straightened out again and we get back to a point, I hope, where we get back to a point where we trust the institutions after we thin it out a lot and get rid of probably half of them. Eventually, I hope we get back to a point where we can trust. Maybe the trust is gone forever. Maybe it's like cheating spouse type thing. It's like, that's going to be really hard.
It takes a long time to earn the trust. It doesn't take very long to break it.
It doesn't at all. Anyway, your thoughts on that, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love hearing from you. Speaking of trusting the government, guess it's not climate change after all. Remember the politicians and the so-called, even the FEMA director before storms hit, the FEMA director or administrator coming out saying, it's climate change. Well, when the fires were still blazing in Maui and that tragedy there, it's climate change. Mm-hmm. Was it the governor? Is it all these people come out and say, it's climate change.
It has to be.
Well, the Hawaii utility came out with a letter saying that, it was the power lines that caused the first blaze, right? Mm-hmm. The initial blaze. Mm. They left them all juiced up. They didn't shut it down. We've seen this before. We saw this in California, right? And then probably still blame that on climate change, all those fires in California. They didn't shut it down, caused the fire. But they blamed the second one that hit on the firefighters. So I don't know if they're claiming they left their spot or whatever, you know, and and then it blazed back up. I don't know who the blame goes to, but I'm pretty certain it's not climate change.
Yeah.
And we were saying that in the beginning.
Well, they have to blame it on that because if they didn't, they would have to look at themselves and their own bad policies.
Yeah.
And that would be the explanation. You know, just like the forest fires that are, you know, even lightning caused. Well, they're so bad because they haven't thinned them. The forests, because of their policies. And if they don't want to admit that, which why would they? They're just going to say, oh, well, it's worse because of climate change.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's worse because it wasn't thinned or taken care of.
It's not.
So it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's just they're not going to admit wrongdoing, and so they'll blame it on something else.
Yeah, in northern Arizona, for example, and you've got the largest continuous ponderosa pine forest in the world, right? But you got 100 years of fire suppression because the federal government and the state government also owns a lot of it, but the federal government owns most of this land. And they didn't take care of it. If it's generally speaking private property, you're going in there, you're thinning it. Or you're saying, hey, I got so many trees, I want to get these harvested. I want to make some money. But we had the policy of the federal government was to not thin it. Now it's become so overgrown and it's so vast to begin with that it's impractical. By the time you get to one spot done, you know, you got to start all over again. And then when there's a catastrophic fire, it's like, yep, told you climate change.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it changed. Human changes made it even worse.
Their policies.
So, yeah. Their policies. Yeah. All right. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please put a comment right there in the podcast. Or if you're watching a video following on Rumble, I'd appreciate it if you just put a comment in right there. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. It's really easy. You just hit a button that says follow or subscribe. I mean, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
That's something you can do to make a difference. I appreciate everybody who's been doing that. And send me an email. In a little bit, Olivia will be by and we'll read some of your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Okay, if you're thinking about selling your home in the Flagstaff area, do what I would do if I were selling a home right now, and that would be call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by EXP. She's at the top of her game out there. And that's why she's coming. She'll be back on the program next week. We're doing something with her every 2 weeks because I think it's important to keep up with the real estate market and what's going on. And what is that median price right now? $700,000. So it's a crazy market out there, but things are still selling pretty dang quick. But right now, it's not like it was during the middle of COVID hysterics. You got to stage it correctly. You got to have someone who's willing to put money in with the pictures and the staging and all that. And that's what Kelly and her team do. So give her a call. She'll be able to help you out. 888-446-5602. 888-446-5602. Or you can go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. When you go there, you get an instant market valuation as well. That's really cool. Again, NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Let's see. Also, I do want to thank Diamond Auto Glass. We get those rock chips in our windshield and we go to Diamond Auto Glass. They get that fixed really quick before it shatters or splinters, I guess you'd say. Does that spider web thing
right
along your windshield.
The crack just keeps getting bigger.
It gets bigger and bigger. It's like the national debt. Next thing you know, the windshield swallows you up. Diamond Auto Glass, they'll be able to help you out. Usually about 10 to 15 minutes, they can fix those rock chips. If you need a whole new windshield, Diamond Auto Glass can take care of that. They'll get you a new windshield despite any supply chain issues. They'll make it work for you. Call them up, Diamond Auto Glass, 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140. You can also go to thedifferenceisclear.com. And by the way, when you're dealing with any of our sponsors, mention the show. They're all going to treat you good regardless, but you mention the show, they're going to treat you like royalty. So don't forget to do that when you give them a call or when you stop by. All right, back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
Listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show. You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
Enough with the old people. I'm sorry if you're older out there. I don't mean you. I'm just talking about running for president.
Age discrimination.
Oh, my people. Come on. Come on. We've got
baby boomers out there.
It's time to step aside.
I'm sorry, but it's time. Get out of the way.
Yeah, it's time to move on, baby boomers. Go enjoy long bike rides at the beach. I know so many baby boomers are a lot different than a lot of other generations because they're very active. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Our parents are baby boomers.
Yeah.
You know, my dad and stepmom are still hiking like 20,000 foot mountains and stuff. They can do incredible amounts of stuff.
My dad, too. My dad goes up still hunting moose and bear and stuff in Alaska.
Go hunt moose. Go climb mountains. Just please go away now.
Let us take over.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I know there's a lot of baby boomers. It's nothing about, it's time. It's like how things flow. It's time to step aside for the next generation. I mean, I don't know the age on the baby boomers, but it must be very late 60s to in the 80s. I mean, Biden's a baby boomer. Trump's a baby boomer. Bernie Sanders is a baby boomer. I mean, good old socialist Bernie Sanders is off to, where's he going? New Hampshire? Yeah, he's off to New Hampshire. Yeah, why do you go to New Hampshire? I mean,
because that's one of the earliest primaries.
Yeah, you're going there for the primary. So how old is he? Look that up. How old is Bernie Sanders? He's got to be in his eight. He's looked old forever. He's like one of those guys that like I always thought Steve, you know, the comedian Steve Martin, you know, like back in the 80s.
Yeah. His 70s. Gray when he was like
gray
35.
Hair when he was like 18 or something. Yeah. So to me, he looks like, I'm like, wow, he's always looked kind of like that, but he never looked old. But Bernie Sanders has looked like Bernie Sanders for decades now.
He was born in 41.
Okay.
Well,
that's way too common.
Yeah, so, that makes him like 82.
He's 82 years old. It's like, come on, what are we doing here?
Almost 82. His birthday is next month. Here?
And then, you know, Biden is like, I heard him on a press conference earlier and is just like mumbling. It's just, I talked to somebody who voted for Biden last time and they, I don't know if they're Democrat or independent. I really don't know. We don't really talk too much politics. That's what I found kind of amazing about this is we don't really talk politics. And this person asked me, well, what do you think about the debate on Fox the other day? And I was like, well, friend, you watch Fox, you know? She said, yeah, we used to watch CNN all the time. But now I started watching Fox. It's like, this Biden is just, I voted for him, but he's so old.
She literally says, I'm ready to jump ship on Biden.
Yeah, he's just so bad. But then I painted the scenario. Yeah, I said, okay, it's Trump Biden. Oh, I'll vote for Biden.
Yeah, she's ready to jump ship on Biden, but not enough to vote for Trump. Well, which is precisely what I've been talking to you about and saying is that I don't know if Trump has the voters to win this thing.
I really don't know. I don't know. I know that Biden has lost his mind. I still don't think Biden's going to be the nominee, though. I think that
people like the one we were talking to the other day that says,
yeah,
I voted for Biden last time. I would like someone else other than Biden, but I won't vote for Trump.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that because Trump's not going to back down. And then I think Biden would bail out at some point, but I could be wrong about that. And then you got Newsom who's planning a debate with DeSantis. This is interesting.
Oh, really?
So Newsom-DeSantis debate. The rumor out there, according to the rumor mill, whatever that is that the Biden camp and his handlers and puppet masters and all that are like, hey, dude, Biden's our guy. You go away. You shouldn't be doing this. It's not. Mm. And now Bernie Sanders is because Newsom's been saying some stuff. And of course, Bernie Sanders is out there. And I don't know if Newsom was just would be outspoken and just say, you're too old, dude, you know?
Yeah.
But he, basically, they're saying that kind of stuff. But
they need each other too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Bernie Sanders snapped back with, this isn't an exact quote, but, here it is, exact, wait your turn. You know, so that's the mentality.
To Newsom,
yes.
Said?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, I'm going, I've earned this.
I put my time
Look,
in. Yeah.
I was mayor of somewhere in New England. I can't remember. He was mayor.
Maybe Vermont.
Vermont, some Burlington or something. Does
yeah,
that
Vermont.
Sound? Yeah, yeah. He was mayor back in, you know, 1873, you know. So back then, so basically since he was like a teenager, he's been in politics, right?
Yeah.
I don't know when it was. What was it, 70s or 80s? He was mayor back there,
yeah,
probably. And then, you know, he's a Democrat socialist, whatever that is, you know, that which is the whole Democrat. Like, to
but
me, he's
they
just.
All now?
He's
I mean,
just,
they all are.
Yeah, he's just middle of the road. He's Democrat socialist. That's all the Democrats at this point. Remember when you said that a couple years ago? I was like, oh, you've just been put in the corner and you have no political future because you admitted you're a Democrat socialist or
yeah.
a socialist. I mean, that we've come so far as a country. So, no, I think it is time, though. And I know there's a lot of Trump supporters listening. I'm a Trump supporter. I am too. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go on.
The first 3 years or so, or 3.5 years.
You just didn't like
the
COVID.
Presidency.
You didn't like the COVID response.
I don't like what he did during COVID.
I don't like
he
all
won't
the spending.
Admit he did anything
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he's in a lot of trouble right now. And
something. Yeah. Something's going to wind up when you get 91 indictments.
Stick.
Something's going to stick.
He can't get a fair trial in D.C.
No.
or New York.
No.
Maybe not even in Georgia.
No.
And I don't think that he can win the general. I'm not sure he can.
I'm
do
concerned.
It.
I am concerned about that. However, the bogus nature of so many of these charges and these district attorneys, it is so bad. Now they've set a date for the Trump federal trial. So this is the January 6th trial. This was the first one that filed. The judge said the judge set a trial date. You can't make this stuff up. March 4th of 2024,
yeah.
not 25, yeah. not 26, right?
Right.
Do you know, and you have a list of the primaries, but I already looked this one up. Do you know what March 5th is?
The next day?
The very next, yeah, March 4th. I know that there's a problem with math and just basic numbers in this country at this point. After March 4th comes March 5th, also known as Super Tuesday.
Well, that's no coincidence. They do that on purpose.
Yeah. It's like there's no coordination here. There's no... They talk about election interference.
I know.
You're looking at it. It's like whatever they do, it's like they're... Whatever they blame... Russia Gate.
Mm-hmm.
That was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That was her camp.
Well, I agree with you that a lot of this stuff is bogus. They're stretching, you know, a lot of... I just think something's going to stick, and they're not going to stop until they get him.
I agree with you. That's the challenge here, is something will stick, because they've trumped up so much stuff.
Yeah.
No pun intended there, but it's... But it, back to... And I know you got a list of the primaries, and I do want to go over that real quick. It is time. If it doesn't happen this election, like if it's Trump versus Biden or any other Democrat with a pulse up there or without, I mean, we're like weekend at Bernie's at this point. I'm behind Trump 100%. I'm fine with Trump because I think he can clean it out.
If he
wins the primary. If he wins the general.
Oh, yeah.
On course.
Right.
He's going to win the primary. The thing that I think could happen is some kind of contested convention. If they continue with the antics, which why did they even push at this point? Because wouldn't they want to go up against Trump over any of the other candidates? I'm talking about, you know, Biden or any of the Democrats,
yeah.
because there are a lot of Americans that are saying, hey, this, you know, all these charges, whatever. I don't like Trump. There's a big contingent, but there could be at the convention a contested convention where people say no, you don't have ballot access in certain states because people are pulling the 14th Amendment or whatever.
Yeah, well, and that was my other concern is that is can he win the primary? I mean,
well,
if it were held today, yes, but.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking. We still got months to go, and
yes. Well, how long do we have to go? What's your
The Iowa caucus starts January 15th, or is January 15th? So that's the first one.
So we're September, October, November, December. We're about four months. I mean, that's nothing in political. So that's the Iowa caucus. That's the first.
Yeah, that's the first one, and then New Hampshire is a week later.
So Bernie. That's why Bernie's gone. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then South Carolina is like a week later. And, you know, they all kind of start up until they lead up until the big one, March 5th, which is quite a few. And then the next week, March 12th, there's a lot more.
Are we March 12th? Where's Arizona on that?
We're on March 19th.
Okay. So March 19th.
Yeah. Like I was looking up, I looked at a couple different sites and some states are kind of subject to change still. I don't know that it's all set in stone quite yet. Yeah. So there could be some movement and there's some that haven't even determined it yet.
Okay.
But as of now, Arizona is on March 19th.
If Trump gets a nominee, I'm 100%. I'm behind him right now. I think he's one of the few that go there in there and clean house. If he gets in there though, that's it. This is it for the baby. It's time for them to step aside and they should have done it. I mean, we should be having some younger folks in there at this point, but that's not the case. That's not how it's looking like it's going to pan out, but it's time in all levels of government from your local governments all the way up. You're going to get the Gen Xers in there. That's me and Angela's group. You're going to get the millennials. It's the biggest group. This is the biggest group since the boomers as far as population and all that. We'll see which way that goes when it all happens, but love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead and get those comments in and we'll try to share those here in just a little bit. Zero Res of Northern Arizona. What a great company and what a great way to get your carpets cleaned. Right now you're in the waning time of pet month. And we all love her. By the way, if you're watching a video, let me see if I can pull up this camera.
We have our mascot
today. You can
today.
See behind Angela there, the paws, duck. So everyone can see Addie, not the dog. She's not listening. Oh. So yeah, we got Addie sitting on the futon right there. And she sheds a lot, and I'm sure she's emitting some kind of odors or something. Yeah.
That's her problem.
ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. They can help you out with those pet odors. I would go to their website, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, or call them at 928-378-8888 and talk about the pet-related services and getting rid of those pet odors. It all depends. There's all different scenarios and situations. But the good news is no matter what it's going to take to get rid of those pet odors, you get 20% off if you enter in the promo code here, and that's Puppy Love. This is ending soon, so take advantage of it. PUPPY Love, all one word, capital Puppy Love. Get 20% off on pet-related services out there. And check and ask them about their zero res process. This is a great process that they've got that makes sure that the carpets and your fabrics and things like that doesn't have like that crunchy residue on there when it's all done. So anyway, yeah, go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com and enter in promo code Puppy Love. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're looking to bring your firearm skills to a whole nother level, call my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training. They're just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Really easy to find. Great indoor shooting range. All the accessories, firearms, ammunition, Liberty safes, everything you can imagine there. But I love their training courses. They've got something for everybody, whether you're new to firearms, maybe somewhere in the middle or at that expert level, they're going to take you to a whole nother level. They got carry concealed courses. And also they're once a month free is good, free Stop the Bleed course. My whole family took that could save your life, your family member's life, even a stranger's life. Call Timberline Firearms and Training. I think you're going to be really happy with what they're teaching out there. Do it quick though, because these training courses book up pretty dang fast. 928-526-7900. That's Timberline Firearms and Training. 928-526-7900. Timberline Firearms and Training at 928-526-7900. Or just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall, you'll find Timberline Firearms and Training right there on Highway 89. Looks like we've got some chip delays. I'm talking about potato chips. I'm talking about the big one that the Taiwan Semiconductor is building down there. I think you see it right off is that the 303?
Yeah, right off to the west of 17, yeah. But it's off the 303. Yeah.
You can't miss that thing. It's huge. Now, they started building this thing, obviously, because of concerns with the supply chain and so much more, strategically speaking. And so they're booming. It's booming in Arizona, right? $52.7 billion, remember, was Biden's chip. What was it? The CHIPS Act. I think it was actually called the CHIPS Act, right? And I always looked at this thing, and I don't agree with that guy, Robert Reich. He's so-called economist. I wonder about any of these economists. He's, in my opinion, he's a very progressive guy. But once in a while, we can all find agreements. And he was out there saying, why do these chip manufacturers need these taxpayer-funded subsidies? Yes,
right.
These are multi-billion dollar international companies. Look, if you want to get out of Taiwan and you're worried about China running you over and you want to diversify your geographic location a bit and you want to come to America, come to America or whatever.
But why should we give them tax dollars?
Give you money so I can go spend a bunch of money on your products and pay you again?
Yeah.
This is like the, what we're talking about with the COVID vaccines.
Right, yeah.
It's like you need more of my money, Big Pharma, when you're
I'm not even going to get the vaccine, but my tax dollars are going to pay for other people.
Anyway, I guess big delay is the companies blame it on labor shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Labor shortages still. I mean, they're saying it can't, and I believe it because it's hard to get anybody for just about anything out there. You got to dry up the free stuff. And I don't just dry up the money, dry up the social, all the social things that we've created, all the wealth transfer, all that.
Yeah.
And I want to look, I'm not saying that, oh, let's send money to Ukraine so that way we can, and let's cut the money that people are getting for welfare and things. I want to cut it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All on Friday's show, I'll talk, we debate Bruce Sidlinger on defense spending, by the way, because again, I think we can have a great military probably at $600 billion instead of $850 or $900
billion. Yeah.
I mean, come on. What's your chip?
Well, I just like, maybe I didn't realize how big this microchip thing, how many products it's in. Cause I was thinking it's in cars and it's in like, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I was watching a commercial the other day during this program I like, and it was like the plug-in air freshener. You like plug it into the thing and it,
my gosh.
And they're like, it has a microchip. So it knows when to come on and turn on. It's like, dang, even the air freshener you plug into your wall has a microchip.
Yeah. I think it's great. We have all this technology, but I've said this for a long time. Over-reliance on it. I mean, when you're at the point where you need a microchip in your air freshener.
I mean, come on.
It's look at some of the cars. We talked with Bruce about the, you know, the Tesla, and it's so advanced, but it's all cars. It's not just Tesla. It's every, you can't even function a car. You can't function anything without all the microprocessors and this and that, which is great. I love the technology. We operate every day. If you're watching a video, look at all the tech around us. It keeps everything going around and around. But we should really think about, okay, is it necessary?
Do we really need it in the air freshener to turn on and off?
Look at your appliances and your refrigerator. The government's screwing all that up, but we're also adding cost to all these things because – does it need to know and you need to be informed when you're adding milk?
Well, the fridges in the store that you look at, half of them have little TVs. They got the weather. They got like it. You connect it with your phone and you see your texts and like who
needs that much?
Yeah. And it's all these screens everywhere to check that stuff.
Yeah. If we want to make things more cost effective, it's like, okay, have versions. I'm all for the car with the roll up windows and bring back the cassette player. Or just the AM, FM radio.
Yeah, the cassettes
radio.
Are kind of bad, though.
No, bring it back, baby. I want to go back.
The CDs, at least you can skip through.
Okay, no, nothing. If you want cost-effective, you get AM, FM radio, and that's it. It's just programmed to this show. That's all you get. More to come. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a few minutes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
I am well situated and suited to bring you this next report. Welcome everyone, hour two of the show. Jeff Horvitz here, Olivia's here as well. To back up, because I remain calm while driving. I am a mellow.
Oh, he's so calm. You can tell by if you're watching the video, if you watch him. I'm here just to like rein him in because he's crazy.
Out of control. I feel like I'm a fairly calm driver sometimes. Now, Arizona has the most confrontational drivers in the country, according to this report from, what was it, Forbes? I lost it.
Forbes Advisor.
Forbes Advisor. report. Arizona tops the list of states with the worst road rage, while Delaware is home to the most polite drivers in the nation. It's because you don't have to go very far.
But
yeah, it's like driving Delaware. You know, it's like, I guess Del Mar.
California.
California's the worst. Oh, you think so? No, I don't know what it is. You would think that California, like LA drivers and things like that, like over there would be the worst.
Their, like, home region area. It's like,
yeah, but
they're different.
Then why isn't California number one?
If California's so used to it that they aren't reporting anything. And so then they all come here.
That's a good point.
The Arizona drivers are like,
or maybe they don't.
Crazy people.
Maybe they, you know how you can steal like up to $950 in California now and you don't get arrested? Maybe over in California, like, they arrest road rage people, and over here we don't. I don't know what the deal is, but no, it is pretty crazy out there. And I know a lot of people were stuck heading down south. I was on the west side of Flag. What was I doing? Oh, we were heading out to the county fairs coming. The Coconino County Fair is this weekend. So our annual Labor Day big fair up here in northern Arizona. And Owen and I were heading out there because he submitted a bunch of planes, like his whole plane collection.
I watched him pack it up. I was like,
yeah. So I saw a bunch of the line of traffic. I heard there's like 3-hour delays heading south on I-17. People probably heading down to Phoenix and this and that. So that will cause the road rage. No, but what are they talking about? I mean, how are we number one? I always question these studies, but.
So they say Arizona score 100 out of 100. I mean, that doesn't explain much. It sounds pretty bad. But.
When do we get 100% on anything and number one?
I know. So, hey, at least we passed the class.
Yeah, we're number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Okay.
But the Grand Canyon State ranked second worst for the percentage of drivers who have been forced off the road, which is 22.5%.
Wait. 22, a quarter of drivers nearly have been forced off the road.
But like, what's the parameters for that?
No, yeah, what does that mean? I don't see that. I mean, you think with a quarter of drivers being forced, like, what does that mean? In their lifetime, a year? I don't know what the stats are, but you think you'd see that a lot more. Okay, 20 quarter of you, huh?
And been forced tied with Oklahoma for having the third highest percentage of drivers who have been tailgated, 70.5%. Everybody's been tailgated.
Yeah,
though.
I think that number should be 100%.
I know, that's where the 100 comes
in. Yeah, I get, when I'm driving, I get really frustrated because there are, especially when I'm like on I-17 or I-40, you're on the interstate, and you know, fortunately, or unfortunately, I guess how you look at it, depending, I mean, you go back east, the speed limit's 55 in most places. You're crawling along, and you're like, we were like on a New Jersey turnpike a couple of years ago, and it's like, just go. Why are you going 55?
Also, that's exactly how he is all the time when we're
just
driving.
Just go! Well, here's what I hate. Here's what I hate.
Be prepared.
Yeah, All right, I'm an aggravating driver, I guess. But I hate when you go up to a light and people leave like huge spaces, and then all of a sudden it's backing up so far that, you know, people can't get in the center lane and this and that. And like, just move up. I mean, you don't need to like be like half an inch from everybody, but you don't need to be like 18 feet.
I think
gaps
they're like,
and stuff.
They're making sure their cars don't get carved. And so they're keeping the distance, the 6 feet.
You might have to like trademark that name, Carvid. I saw him last hour. I saw some dude walking outside with the mask. You know, so he was worried about the COVID thing. No, but okay. So that frustrate me though, the tailgating, especially in Arizona, because literally you're on I-17 or I-40, wherever you're driving. And you're doing, let's say the speed limit's 75. That means a lot of people are doing 80. And somebody's just ripping and tailgating. You had 80 miles an hour, like a couple feet away. If anything goes wrong, dead. You're just dead. It's just dangerous. It's stupid. And then they pass by like 90. If you do 90, there's someone going quicker than you. If you do 100, the speeds are a little bit outrageous. And especially the tailgate like that, that gets me frustrated. My blood boils. I almost want to take off my rear view mirror so I can't see. I don't want to
see
them back.
That would help so much. But then there's also the people that go so slow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
It's like you're causing like an equal problem.
Yeah.
Like,
well, here's where my road rage comes in. It's the left lane drivers. I've been talking about it for years. I've even had folks on. Sheriff Mark Lamb made a whole video about this. Like he was going out because I don't know if this is a statewide thing. I can't remember. It might be. But in Pinal County, I think Lamb a couple years ago was going out and he was actually pulling people over who were staying in the left lane on the freeway. and not moving over. You know, they're doing 72 and a half miles an hour or whatever. They won't move. It's like that should be the passing lane. I think that we should make that just move over. And you're just like, it causes so many problems. That's my big pet peeve. But I keep the anger inside. Go ahead.
Well, but then we say you're bad. Drive with Isabel.
Yeah, she tailgates a little bit. Yeah, she scared me.
I mean her road rage.
Oh, really? She probably got that. Did I ever tell you the story about?
It's inherited.
It is. I've always tried to keep the. Olivia's gonna laugh here. Let's turn off her mic for a second. Actually, I've always tried to keep the swearing and the curse words down. Pretty good. I think I do a good job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting better.
Is that the filtered like version?
Yeah, you're hearing me filtered. I mean, that's right. I keep in a lot of stuff internal.
Shocked you. I was like, I have a major filter. I don't say 95% of the stuff that is in my head. And you were like, what?
Wow. Since when? That's you being filtered?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so one time Isabel was probably, this is our older daughter. She's 20 now. Yeah, and I'm driving around town and she's there. She couldn't have been two or something. You know, that age where the
repeat. She said she was. Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember. The mind's slipping, okay? I'm just like, give me my ice cream before you know it. I'm we got a show to do. Let me finish my ice cream.
There's another little thing going on there. I thought you wanted to continue.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so she's in there. She, you know, the kids, they absorb everything. And somebody was tailgating me. And I said something like, you know, get off my, you know, behind, that word. And I used the female word that you should never use, like you would call a dog that, right? I'm willing to admit this stuff on it. You know what I'm talking about, right? You all know what I'm talking about. And she goes, what's a...
Why are you sharing this on the air?
I don't know, because I just... I think it's good that we, you know, so people know that I have these faults, I guess. I don't know. But she repeated it, and I was like, oh, I've got it. This was almost 20 years ago.
Before you get home to mom.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
There's a movie like that.
I was like, let me.
Or the baby's first word. Like.
Yeah.
Movie is.
And I, which one is it? Well, if like, you think of it. Anyway, I was like, okay, I've got to be better. And that's why I'm telling this story. I've got to try to contain this a little bit. I get kids around. So, you know, get control of yourself. Because next thing you know, there's road rage and someone's coming out and going crazy. And next point here in this Arizona scores 100 out of 100 as far as, you know, road rage drivers is a big one. A third? Nearly a third?
31.5% of Arizona drivers reported that another driver has exited their vehicle to yell at or fight with them, the fifth highest amount in the nation.
Oh, we're not even first on that?
I know. How are we, like, first in... Yeah. I guess it all adds up. Yeah,
nowadays, man, I we just, have, like, you don't want to do that. Everything
bad. Others just have pieces of the bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay. Then, so you want to avoid that because next thing you know, you're in a, I don't know, shootout or something.
Yeah. Additionally, Arizona ranks sixth worst for both the percentage of drivers who experience road rage very frequently in their home state, 31.5%, and the percentage of drivers who have been yelled at, insulted, cursed at, or threatened by another driver, 81%.
Okay. Now, I originally came from New York. You all know that. My family moved out here when I was 14. I never got to drive. I have driven back there since then, but I obviously you absorb things like Isabel did with my choice of language. You absorb things. Back there, if you don't yell at the other drivers, it's like a sign of weakness. That's just what everybody does. So I think they're underreporting. Like back there, they don't report it because they don't think somebody flipping somebody else off is a big deal. That's just communication. That's just like using a blinker. So I don't know. I don't trust this study now. I take it back. Cancel all that. Rewind.
It is a bit vague. And also we're in like sixth place for all of them. So I don't know how we're the number one.
Yeah.
Anyways, summary, road rage is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It is a bad thing. And that you've seen some pretty bad incidents out there. I don't know. Keep it cool, I guess. We'll get to the self-driving cars eventually where we're in a bubble, like a stasis unit for the trip. So we don't even know anymore.
And you just like sort of collide.
It's going to get to that pretty soon. Love your thoughts. Talk with. Take a breath. Go to a happy place where you're driving. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. A couple of other transportation related issues. regarding air pilots, commercial pilots, and so on and so forth, there's an investigation that's happening that they're worried that as many as 5,000 pilots may have lied. That's a big may. Where did I get this from? Have lied about their medical conditions that may otherwise have kept them out of the air. So as you know, we got a pilot shortage. Just like last hour, we were talking about, we got a shortage to build this chip manufacturing plant down in Phoenix. So that's delayed. There's labor shortages everywhere. Pilots have to get recertified. They have to do their medical. And then now I think the retirement age is 65 and commercial pilots is going up to 67, right? So if they're some are allegedly are hiding their medical conditions because yeah, it's their job. So they don't want to lose their certification.
Exactly.
So,
cause then what would they do?
Yeah, I don't know. Run for office, you know, because when you get really old, you run for office.
Yeah,
you
that's
get,
like, you see, it's like, yeah, flips the switch. Yeah,
wait till
you're
like 80 and then run for president. Like Bernie, you hear about that last hour? I was talking about Bernie Sanders says he went to New Hampshire and said he's running for president, but he's going to New Hampshire. I think Angela looked up. It's like, he's like 81 or 82 years old.
Oh, joy. Another one.
There's air traffic control concerns growing. I'm going to stick with transportation here. Two close calls at Sky Harbor as FAA deals with they're blaming on, we talked about this. I think you did last week. Somebody did. They're blaming on staff shortages. So another one. So we can't build a chip manufacturing plant down in Phoenix. Everything has chips in it. Angela even brought forward that the plugins, like the air freshener plugins, they were touting how it's got tech in it. It's got a chip in it. It's got a microprocessor and an air freshener now. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, like, in which part of that even is.
Why would you need that? It clicks it on.
It's just we have so many extra. We're just going to stuff it in everything.
They don't have extra. That's the problem. So I'm getting to a point here as far as these labor shortages. So you got pilots. You got pilot labor shortage. You got pilots who are, you know, not talking about medical conditions because they're worried about not having their job, of course. You've got this air traffic control issue now with 46 close calls last month nationwide alone. And you've got all these labor shortages everywhere. There's a simple solution for all of this, and I'll tell you about it here in just a second. But I do want to tell you about our first great sponsor here before we do that. And as always, I'd love your comments too. We're going to get to those too. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, let's put Allstate here. I'm moving them because obviously we got a problem in Arizona, so you need good insurance. Call Eric Boatner with the Allstate Agency at 928-774-8722. If you need to get good car insurance, your autos, your
after
life.
All that road rage.
Yeah, life insurance. Again, if a third of you are going out and confronting people and stuff like that, if that's true.
Threatened, then yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, good insurance is a good. Look, we vet these companies. We work with people before we bring them to you. And I've been really happy with Eric Boatner and Lisa Boatner, family, raising their kids in northern Arizona. So give them a call. See what they can do for you. They saved us a bunch of money, 928-774-8722. That's Eric Boatner, Allstate Agency, 928-774-8722. 928-774-8722. The solution, Olivia, is simple. We've got to get people back to work. That's the labor shortage solution. Obviously, you need more people working.
It's not
like
there aren't enough people in this country.
Yeah, and here's the deal. I mean, we have so many. Look, I told you about this last week. I said I would cut everything at this point. Everything should be on the chopping block because you start with a social program with the best of intentions to help the most down and out, distraught people. You don't want people to go hungry, things like this. Things that private organizations used to do. We need to get back to the churches providing these, the service organizations, individuals. Right now, there's such a disincentive to give. And don't get me wrong, Americans give in great numbers still. But there's also a lot of people now that are like, I get taxed so much. Or the government has this agency to help people out. We need to go, you know, start with sending money to Ukraine. Stop that crap, you know, right away. I'd rather spend money here on America and
help
on Americans.
People.
Yeah, on our people. But the only way you're going to wean people off these social programs, and it's going to take time because we're so used to it as a society now, you got to wean them off. This is like, it's like heroin. If you stop someone who's addicted to heroin, and you just cold turkey, it's like life-threatening. You know, you have to wean them off. You have to get them off. And that's what we need in this country. That'll get people back to work. You've got, you know, when you can't staff the control towers for air traffic control, when you can't find the pilots, when you can't find laborers for the chip,
there might maybe be a real problem.
There's a real problem here. And this all causes inflation too. When you can't find enough labor, then the labor prices go way up. So those that are willing to work, look, I'm glad you're making a lot more, but it does make the goods and services cost a lot more. So we need to wean people off. We need to figure out a way to do this. I don't see the appetite for it just yet, but I'm hopeful. You're saying there's a chance. I'm hopeful that at some point it's probably going to cause, you know, triggered by an economic calamity. That's the only way we can probably get this to happen. But yeah, meanwhile, you got this woman in Phoenix. She's going around. They caught this girl who's just going around. She's chopping off lockers at like the workout places, you know,
chopping them off,
you know, like with the bolt cutters. She's going around stealing stuff out of people's lockers, and she gets caught, and you see something like that, and you're like, this person just, they need to go to work. I mean.
Yeah, like,
imagine what you could do. I had a check theft recently. We don't write that many checks. I don't know if Angela told you about this, but she wrote a check for somebody for something, and somebody intercepted it, and they clearly wrote over it another name. And went to the bank.
Like different handwriting.
Yeah, it's
everything.
Like with a Sharpie. It was a crayon or something. And the bank deposited it. And we're like, okay, this is like $200 or something, right? And we're like, really? How does this stuff even happen? I bet you they're going to blame it on a labor shortage.
That's probably what's going to happen. They're all getting like relaxed because I remember thinking like, oh yeah, you can wear a mask into a bank. Yeah, like, that's
maybe that's
a great
what it was.
Idea.
Yeah.
Maybe that caused this all.
Well, and yeah, they're
like, nothing really happened then, and so nothing's going to happen now. So
maybe
let's just maybe you know free money for everyone.
Banks should not be allowed. You should have to wear that mask in that bank. You shouldn't be allowed to wear that mask in that bank. Sorry,
that's
COVID or not.
COVID.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. One update here on the financial side. It's an article from The Guardian, the BRICS nations. Remember I told you that last week, August 22nd, they were having their big meeting. BRICS is originally, it was Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and Brazil were the five, well, they were the current members, and they were, I believe, the original members. These are big economies. These are big natural resource countries. And they've been meeting. They did meet. And now they've expanded the BRICS nations. So it's basically this group that comes together for trade and things like that. And they would like to have another reserve currency, I think, is where they want to go eventually. I don't think they really decided on that at this point. But they did get these countries. Iran, you know, the big oil producer there. Saudi Arabia, another big oil producer. Egypt, Argentina, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Ethiopia, just joined the five current members. So they control something like, I lost that number. I think it was like 70 or 80% of the world's oil production.
Dang.
In the world, in the BRICS nations now. So you used to know, you know, they don't have Venezuela in there. It's a big one, but that might be the next one, although economically, besides the oil, not very stable there. So yeah, BRICS nations have expanded. They described the expansion as, quote, historic. Everything's historic. President Xi had been the leading proponent of the admission of new members, presenting an enlarged BRICS as a way for global South to have a stronger voice in world affairs, according to this Guardian article. So they're growing and expanding. And meanwhile, we've got, and we're going to talk about this heavily tomorrow on the program. Mark Hout will be with me. I think Bruce Sidlinger will join us for this debate. The government under Biden, you know, last hour, and I need you to line up my two beer reserve here, Olivia, because Biden has,
right, because that's all you get.
Yeah, Biden's alcohol czar says that you can only have two beers, apparently. They're too busy doing stuff like that. Our politicians are too busy doing stuff like that, stuff that makes no sense. They even want to regulate the ceiling fan more. There's new regulation now. They want
of
to change the ceiling
they
fan.
Do.
So it never ends. Anyway,
I guess to defeat the heat.
You're in a war in heat, so you gotta mess with people's beer and ceiling fans, apparently. All right, gonna get to comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You still got time to get those in, and I think you got what, 4, 5, or 6 there,
yeah,
you want to go
bunch.
Through? Yeah, so
we can always take more.
Yeah, we'll always take more. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those in. All right, if you're thinking about refinancing your home, Talk to the person I talked to, Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did a great job for us last year, and I know she's going to do a great job for you as well. Look, Nova is a bank, but they can also act like a broker. So you kind of get the best of both worlds out there with Nova Home Loans. When I did the refinance, she walked me through the whole process, and that's a big thing right there, because I know a lot of you don't do this very often. So if you're thinking about refinance or cash out refinance, she's going to be able to help you out. And mention the Jeff Orvit Show when you call Nova Home Loans and you call Kim Dawson, you get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Here's the number. Kim Dawson, Nova Home Loans, 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. I also want to mention another great sponsor here. It's Miss Kitty Steakhouse. We need a good steak. We should head on out to Williams.
I know. That's definitely what we should do. We can go and experience
can
the
leave
road
right
rage
after this.
As we go. But then get a great steak and all that food. And so then we'll be fueled properly for the road rage drive home.
But don't do the two beers beforehand. That's
true. Then you won't have any more for
It's a good. It's always a good time to minus the road rage, drive on out to Williams and go to Miss Kitty Steakhouse right there on Route 66. Get a great steak, get a great meal. Also, breakfast. You want to avoid road rage, you go in the morning.
True.
Well, maybe not. That might be the worst type.
No,
people are like
not
aggravated.
True.
No, great breakfast.
Well, if they're heading there, they'll be.
Great breakfast at Miss Kitty Steakhouse starting at 7 a.m. Check it out right there on Route 66 in downtown Williams. Hang tight, back in just a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Orvit Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
Listening to the Jeff Orvit Show. You're listening to the Jeff Orvit Show.
All right, Olivia, let's get to comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com or comment on the podcast. Please do that. Give us 5 stars too. I appreciate that. Or whatever star system you're working with in. Some have 4, some do 3. Some do 10.
I think I've never seen any of that. I think it's 5 stars. That's what everyone
does. We'll do 5 stars. Or comment on YouTube, comment on our Rumble channel. Look up Jeff Orvitz and follow us on Rumble and give us some comments there. All right, let's get right to it.
All right, we have one from Rich regarding beer. We were kind of talking about this a little bit.
More on beer.
I'll read the actual comment. So, alert, alert, reported in the very credible New York Post, Biden's alcohol czar warns new guidances could be 2 beers a week. Biden's alcohol czar may soon lower the boom on all of us aficionados of the suds. Yes, indeed, this may lead to Prohibition 2.0.
No. It's going to lead to the next American Revolution. You don't mess with people's beer. I mean, you don't mess with people's kids, their beer.
Or their gun.
Their gun and their gas cans. Well, I added the gas
for
cans.
For you, at least, if it was gas cans that big of a problem, which it obviously is, but if
it's
nobody
a select,
else is like doing anything, so it's not affecting enough
Try
people.
To pour your beer out of a gas can, and you'll say, no, don't do that.
So good sense would dictate that beer hoarding is the next best thing to do. But don't hoard Budweiser. That is reserved for the wacko in chief and his woke administration. It's going to be like a beer black market.
Maybe.
Like, meet me at midnight over there.
It could be. Well, yeah, it gets desperate enough, people will start hoarding Bud Light. I mean, when you see Bud Light selling out, you know that Biden has caused another run on the stores with this idiot. It wasn't even him. It was a czar. At least you didn't read Kazar with that silent C.
No, I deleted the C.
You deleted. You're worse than me with the spelling. No,
I am good at spelling.
Look, I brought this up last hour. We all have to tell and for the millions of people who are in the bureaucracies and government, from local to state to national. Some of you are listening. I know you are. You all need to start telling those people that when you're in those meetings, because government loves the meeting, you know, when they're pulling up that PowerPoint, you're sitting there for an hour and a half wishing you were drinking two beers. You need to tell them, look, we need to kind of back off. We're being really annoying to people. Stop treating the American public like a bunch of children, like we're still living at home, or even worse, we're adults. We can make our own decisions about the vaccine, about how to educate our kids, about beer. Stop. And just, we all need to keep, every time you see an elected representative, that's, you know, I want government to butt out of my life. I don't need you, it's a personal one, peering over my fence, taking pictures of my hot water heater, Camp Verde. I don't need stuff, we don't need stuff like that. Give me a break. Leave people alone. Leave us alone. Go ahead. Is that enough? Did I stress that enough?
Okay, Corey with a solution.
Oh, good.
Democratic new plan, the final solution. Why not just try to control the temperature of the sun? Problem solved.
And here I thought we were going to have a practical solution. That's what they want to do with the so-called climate change. By the way, Corey, was it?
Yeah, Corey.
Corey, there's a hurricane, or there might still be a tropical storm or whatever, brewing outside, head towards Florida. It's in the Gulf somewhere, right? And it's going to hit. I hope that it's not a strong one. But if it is, it's going to be climate change. I'm sure they're already saying it. And as you know, last hour we talked about the electric utility in Hawaii came out with a big letter basically saying, yeah, we caused that fire with the power lines. But we didn't cause the second one. That was the firefighters, is their claim, because they didn't tend to the first fire or something like that. So bottom line, wasn't climate change. It was ineptitude from people.
Carelessness.
Yeah, carelessness, incompetence, and a lot of stuff like that.
The storm is, it's climate change if it is, and it's climate change if
it isn't.
You
can't win. You can't win. You can't win either way. You can't win either way. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
About the debate. Hi, Jeff. My take is the primary is over. It has been for some time. The debates are pretty much Live Aid fundraising for struggling Fox News. Great show. Best regards, Gary from Sedona.
Thanks, Gary. I heard Trump had a haul over the weekend. I heard $4 to $5 million he raised off just the mugshot. You know, the mugshot when he was booked in Georgia last week in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
In that infamous jail there. And he hauled in like $4 or $5 million in, you know, purchase of people with t-shirts and this. Oh. We should get one of those. Get one of those. Just save that as a historic point as well. So, and I wish I'd saved my shirt. You didn't build that back in the 2007 presidential campaign. I used to have one. Maybe I still do somewhere. Someone gave that to me. That was when I think that was the very famous Joe the Plumber. Joe the Plumber was, he must have been in his 30s at the time. I'm not quite sure on that, but he went up to Obama, who was running for president, and, you know, started, you know, railing on him against all of his socialist policies that he wanted to bring in and all that. And Joe the Plumber sadly just passed away. I heard him on Glenn Beck's show just like a week or two ago. He wasn't doing very good, passed away from cancer. So thoughts out for that, because he brought out just like kind of the regular person. There's a plumber who's willing to go in front of and that's what I'm saying. You need to politely, like he did, go in front of someone and say, hey, enough, leave us alone, back off. And he did that, so passed away. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
So I have one from Tom about Flagstaff First.
That's a group that's like trying to monitor the city council. He's been on the program mm-hmm. before, trying to get some sanity, okay?
Oh, when I was on your show the other day, you requested that I remind you about Flagstaff First having a booth at the fair.
Okay.
At the booth, we'll have a petition to the city council for residents of Flagstaff to sign. The petition requests that the council add wildfire, flooding, and drought as top priority tasks in the carbon neutrality plan.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your sense. Help. That makes
sense. Yeah, that's... Okay, so they're Flagstaff First. You're going out to the Coconino County Fair, and this fair draws people from all over the state. I think we're going out there Monday-ish, Sunday, maybe. Something like that. Yeah. And you got a bunch of entries. Owen entered in this triplane, by the way. If you're going through the crafts and fair section, you're going to do some
it's quite large. You won't miss it.
These kids getting it. One of these days I'm going to come home and he's going to be like on the roof with a life-size plane made out of cardboard.
Just testing something out.
He's in the garage. He's got an 8-foot wingspan. He's like, just trying something out.
It's like when every kid tries to like jump with the like bag.
Did you try
the trash
that?
Bag? Yeah. Everyone tried
Owen
that.
Knows flight
Except
characteristics
he'd be jumping
better.
Off on like a cardboard
yeah,
plane.
Yeah, he would have something a little better than that. But anyway, okay, so they'll have a booth out there. And you can sign on. I want us to take action on things that are real, that you can have a difference. I know you think that putting your climate action now, plastic, what is that thing, sign in your front yard?
Your mansion with all
it's
25 cars parked around.
Dude, you've got a 4,000 square foot house on the side of the mountain in Flagstaff. Flagstaff is... If the you know what hit the fan is not exactly a self-sustaining place as far as food, fuel, any kind of natural resource, except for firewood, right? So well, that's yeah. the one natural resource that we actually
Spot
have.
It.
But you all ripped out your wood stove. You don't even have that anymore. I mean, so many people have ripped out that.
So that wouldn't do much good.
Yeah. Get rid of the plastic sign and go buy a chainsaw, gas or electric. I really don't care. And go cut some firewood. That'll help because that's something. And Tom and Flagstaff First, right? Flagstaff First has it right. That's something real. Thinning the forest. Not this. They want to like sequester carbon, like the gases and stuff from the landfill, or methane or whatever. They want this. They've got these.
Practical.
Yeah, real practical plans here. They want to make your life so miserable with how the construction codes and things like that just then makes things less affordable. These aren't real things. Let's do something real. I'm right there with Flagstaff First, I think. And so stop by their booth. Give them some support. I think that's a good idea. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
I have a comment, YouTube, on spending.
On YouTube, huh? Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And subscribe to that YouTube channel and the video on Rumble. Look up Jeff Horvitz, all one word, Jeff Horvitz, or type in just Horvitz. Rumble, follow us there. I'm really liking Rumble.
As far as the federal pot of money, it technically is unlimited. Debt itself isn't bad. It's not paying it back that's bad. Where spending on a federal level is bad, by injecting money into the economy, is that it creates inflation. The antidote is taking money out of the economy, and the most potent tool is taxes. That takes Congress.
Mm.
Another tool is raising interest rates, which is much slower, but doesn't need Congress, and why the Fed has been doing that over the last year. I wish conservatives followed the simple formula of the spending and taxes dynamic. Spending is important because it creates the economic potential energy to enable the economy to grow, but it does mean taxes to keep the economy from overheating.
Spending is good because it grows the economy? Is that what he's saying? Spending is good. Okay.
Spending is important because it creates
It creates the growth.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. I'm about to blow a gasket here. Government spending? Are we talking government spending or now spending? And I'm not sure where you, who is this?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. From YouTube. I'm not sure if you mean personal spending, like in the economy, in the real economy. You know, I go and buy something from the store or have somebody build something for me, whatever, you know, that, or government. If it's government spending, that doesn't do jack to grow anything. I mean, it might enrich some individuals. It may enrich, you know, if you're all into the spending in Ukraine, I'm sure somebody's making good money on that. But
yeah,
it never seems
Ukrainians.
To help. Yeah, exactly. I mean, government spending is the problem. If you're talking about, and until we get government spending, which is something like half of the economy at this point, if you look at from local to state to federal, that's not healthy. So adding more to government spending ain't going to do jack. Now, personal spending would be good, but not if we have a currency that's being debased all the time. And I think he said something about, or this person, I don't know, he, she, whatever, said something about inflation. So one way to get rid of the inflation is to tax. Am I correct here? Help me out here. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, I think so.
In the beginning, said something about that. Well, one of the better solutions would be don't create $9 or $10 trillion out of thin
that's
air.
That's what I was thinking.
Because
don't get yourself into this debt.
Yeah, don't
get.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that goes back to the other point of spending is good. Well, that spending really wasn't good because the government created $9 or $10 trillion, and then the consumer went out and spent it on a bunch of crap. On non-productive assets. So I can go so many, I could spend a whole day on this comment here, Olivia. debt is good, but government debt's not necessarily good, because especially government debt for garbage, like handing money out. So $9 or $10 trillion created. Most of that money was spent on crap. Then we had supply chain issues. We didn't have enough people working because they were getting free money. So now we've got the debt sitting there from all this, the spending binge, right? But we don't get anything for it. So you got debt on non-productive stuff. You just handed the money out. And let me put it to you this way. If as an individual, I borrow money to buy, my personal experience, buy a rental property, and I'm going to cash flow and I'm going to provide housing, and then over the long term, it's going to be paid back. Or if maybe you're a small manufacturer or something and you borrow money to make a widget. So you borrow money, let's say you borrow $1 million, and then over time you're producing millions of dollars of widgets, you're making money, first of all. You're also, the borrowed money is going into a productive thing. Whereas we're buying jet skis as a nation. That's just going to devalue. We're buying the beer cases, two beers. We're having a party, and there's nothing productive about it. I see nothing productive about any of this. Now, go on. Finish up his email, because I don't want to cut him short.
Conservatives are politically adverse to taxes because it sounds good in campaigns.
Okay.
Because they are against taxes, it follows you can't spend either, and the economy becomes stagnant. Spending, no taxes, no economical growth.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like any of it, because I sense the correlation that government actually creates the growth where they don't. It's just all fake growth. They don't create the growth.
They stop.
Look back. You want to see some of the most prosperous times? Look back to the 1800s, early 1900s, before we even had a federal income tax, before we even had a Federal Reserve and all that. Things went much better. We actually had deflation for a time. Oh, deflation is bad. No, not if you're a saver. If you're a saver, deflation was good, because people wound up having dollars to spend on goods that actually cost cheaper, that cost less. That didn't make sense, but cost less, you know? So it's like, no, I just, the whole comment doesn't work for me. It's just not working. And now, if we want a tax to pay off the national debt and stuff, fine. I would even look at, okay, we're going to have a 20-year tax, but it has to be in the Constitution that it's gone or something after 20 years. It pays off the national debt, because we're eliminating the Department of Education, the Department of this bureaucrat, that bureaucrat. We're cutting government down to, 10% of GDP, which I think is outrageous. We used to run government on like 1% of GDP. So 10% of GDP is the government now. You only get $2.5 trillion. You're capped at that. And we're going to pay off the national debt. Everyone's going to pay an extra penny or two pennies, and we pay the national debt off. That's not going to happen, though. These guys just need to be, the money needs to be starved from the government system is what needs to happen.
I have a question, and yes, it might be a stupid question,
because
there might
be
an obvious answer, but for China, for example, why do they keep letting, when they know that there's no intention whatsoever of paying it back, and it's just so high that it's so hard to pay it back, and everyone's just ignoring it, why do they keep
rebuying the treasuries and reloaning the money?
Exactly. Yeah. Why do they?
Well, that is the question of the day. And eventually, these aren't stupid people. They'll say, look, the feds, I don't know the exact number, $25 trillion in treasuries are coming up. Nations are coming alive, saying that's what the BRICS want. We're talking about BRICS, how they've just added new members to the BRICS nations. They are waking up to this, saying, we realize that we have kind of a deadbeat debtor. We have a deadbeat debtor. I don't want to extend your credit card anymore. That's actually, Olivia, you bring up a good point. That's happening. It's happening. It could take a long time.
They would have realized before this, but
they knew. They had,
I think there must be an underlying thing they're planning.
There's economic agreements. I mean, when you look at a nation like Japan that holds a ton of U.S. treasuries, we also have a very close relationship for defense against China, things like that. So there's players like that. But you got to worry about the BRICS, the Chinese, the Saudis, the other people who traditionally have bought a lot of treasuries and a lot of debt. Anyway, love your thoughts. I actually will go, because Olivia just read that comment to me, so I want to read that one and maybe address it on tomorrow's show a little more, because I may be misreading you, and I'm not trying to get angry with whoever you are on YouTube, but it just sounds to me like you think government creates growth, where I think it's the opposite. I think government squashes growth in the overall economy. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you want to save a little bit of money, you should go over to Just Wireless. Just Wireless has refurbished phones, great line of refurbished phones. They also have a way to save you money by allowing you to repair your phone. which is nowadays like repair. You know, you just throw everything out. No, you can fix cracked screens. You can fix the charging ports. You can even get new batteries. If your phone's getting a little old, a little rough around the edges, they'll take care of that. Just Wireless got two locations in Flagstaff. The one on the west side, east side's closing pretty soon. They're consolidating everything to the west side location right there on Milton Avenue. So check it out. Get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
This is Jeff Horovitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in, they laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com. That's why, Olivia, that last comment. And I'm going to examine that a little more. I want you to get your comments in. I try not to flip out on people when they submit their comments.
And thanks for sending it anyway.
Yeah, no, thank you for sending it. It's a good, I'm going to think about that a little more. That's why I like to buy a little bit of physical gold and silver, because they're going to keep spending until enough people stand up, but we're far from that. So I call my good friends at Desert Gold Exchange. They get gold, silver delivered to you, physical gold and silver delivered to you. And it's a great family-owned company. 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. That's it. Busy show today.
And I know. We went many places with that.
We'll zip through it again tomorrow. And please subscribe to the podcast. Love everybody who's doing that.
Comment
right in there in the podcast. Yeah,
or send it iCloud.com.
Yeah, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Follow us on Rumble. Follow the video. Put all those videos
up
there too.
Do
it all and have a great, safe night. Conserve your 2-beer limit. And we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.